Welcome back, guys. This is Porrick here from the Humble Coach Podcast. I am joined today by a fantastic athlete and a fantastic coach, in Hilary Walsh, or Neil Reardon, would we, so to speak. So, Hilary, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Porrick.
No worries at all. A lot of people in the CrossFit community in Ireland, especially, and even in the European CrossFit community, will be aware of you over the last number of years. But if you could you just give us a bit of a background on yourself, and just your general kind of athletic background, and how you would have got into coaching, as well, if that suits.
Yeah, for sure. Athletic background, I kind of got into gymnastics when I was quite young, so I would have been about four. When I started gymnastics with kind of like my brothers and sisters, they were all doing it, so it was only natural that I kind of followed suit. And I did that until I was kind of about 13, trained quite hard from a young age. And then from there I got into show jumping, so show jumping to quite a high level, up until I went to college, and then went to college, just did a little bit of football, a bit of soccer, nothing major. I didn't do any kind of serious training at that point. And then when I got to college, I studied kind of business and sport. And then Brendan, my husband, that's where we met in college. So he was doing CrossFit while we were going through college, and I remember him trying to explain to me that he was doing the open, and he was trying to explain it to me, and in my head I was like, that sounds rubbish, that sounds crazy. You do a workout and then you go online and score. Like, I just didn't understand the concept at all. But it was through him that once we'd finished college, we got saved up for a year and then moved to New Zealand. So we were both working in the same commercial gym. I was training away with him, but he was also going to the CrossFit gym. So he finally then got me to try out CrossFit, and then obviously I was instantly hooked, and it all made sense from there. So
exactly, good stuff.
I understood then.
nice. But like that, I suppose, that would be the kind of the way you want to get into the coaching of it. But I suppose having you would still have nearly a parallel life of a really high level athlete as well. So did you find that much of a challenge trying to maintain a good athletic level as well as just trying to get into the coaching mentality quite a lot, or a little bit more confidently, I suppose, at least? Did you find that challenging, or do you still find it challenging even?
To be honest, the few years where I did go to regionals, it was tough. Like, it was hard to train that amount of hours, and then kind of go straight into kind of coaching classes and then trying to get your recovery. And to be honest, probably the last year, the whole the competition isn't a big focus for me right now. Not to the same extent as it was. So, the way things are going with trying to get to regionals and trying to compete at that top level, you need to almost just be doing it full time at this stage. You can't really afford to be trying to train 20 hours a week and then coach and top foot and get your recovery and then your resting. So that definitely is, coaching is more of a priority to me right now. And obviously for our business, because at the end of the day, you're not going to make a living going to regionals for one weekend throughout the year. You have to think of the other 51 weeks of the year where you're running a business, and right now that has to, obviously, it has to come first.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty lucky and pretty thankful to say that, I have been to regionals. I've got to experience it twice, and I can say that, I don't have that hunger or the drive to sacrifice that much of my time to try and get there again, because it's not possible to keep doing it, that amount of training, and then trying to run a business on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like that, it's It's the same as a coaching career or as any kind of a high level endeavor, a career. It is a challenge, and it gets much more challenging as you get further up the chain of it, and the demands definitely get increased, especially if you have different priorities. But like that, looking at the coaching, have you a particular kind of favorite part of coaching, or even like I was thinking before, has it evolved for you? Like, would you have been into the competitive type of coaching beforehand, and now you would be a little bit more kind of general population, or are you the other way around a bit, and just for yourself?
Well, to be honest, before, or like previously, in years gone by, we would have kind of pushed competition a little bit more and, tried to get people involved in competition. But to be honest, right now, we've done pretty much a U-turn on that, whereas, we don't push anyone into competition. Most of the people who come to us have come to us to get fit, healthy, strong, lean, and then they come to compete. So, I think when you're pushing competition, you're taking the focus away from what we are ultimately trying to achieve, which is get people moving better, getting people healthy, fitter. And competition doesn't really lie within that realm. So within our gym, our major focus is on movement, having people move better, trying get people with better, stronger structures and fixing imbalances. And then the whole competition thing, it doesn't really align with what our goals for our gym are, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah. No, of course. And like that's where, I suppose, that would be a lot more interesting. Well, not necessarily a lot more interesting, but it definitely would that be one of your more your favorite types of orientation, be it towards like that, getting people from maybe a kind of low level of fitness to a really good healthy level that they can sustain, but also even like that, would it be actually trying to improve structural quality, and rather than just kind of getting faster times and this kind of stuff, if it's much more a case of actually building a better structure in general, would that be one of the more kind of favorite parts, or have you kind of a mixed bag?
Massively. That's pretty much our whole gym ethos. Is we don't care how fast you go, we don't care how much you lift, but we want to get the muscles that should be working actually working. So, for example, you can have someone deadlift and it could look textbook perfect, but it doesn't mean that their hamstrings are actually firing. They could be completely quad dominant. They could be in the wrong internal external rotation. It could be out the window. We were deadlifting the other day, building to a trio rim, and I was literally like, guys, I don't care if you PB'd your trio rim or not, but your movement was all on point. Everything looked structurally really, really good. And that impresses me far more than PB'ing your deadlift with a horrendous, ugly form with no interest in it. And our members are so they bought into that whole ethos as well, For them, they'll often tell us they're like, they're deadlifting, they don't feel like their hamstrings are engaged, they don't want to go any heavier, they're so clued in with what should be working. If it's not working, they know themselves that they shouldn't be doing it. So they very much bought into it. When we're doing stuff, we try and educate them on why they're doing it, not just for the sake of it. They know why they're doing something. Say, for example, if we're squatting and they're all quads, they can't feel anything in their glutes and their hamstrings, then we do things like sandbag squats, and they'll tell us, no, this is all quads, as opposed to just being kind of ignorant to click heads and just wanting to go to the barbell because it looks cooler. It's not just our kind of mentality. Our members have really bought into it, and they're seeing phenomenal results from it as well, which is the main thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I suppose, like, that's an interesting kind of direction to go towards, because for me, a lot of the time, I suppose, in our own gym, we would We'd be fairly general in our type of training, and like that, our number one priority. I was even speaking to one of the other coaches earlier on about our own coaches. I've literally my pure philosophy is just quality of movement. It's like it has to be that has to be the paramount point. Because no matter what happens after that, even if it's a case of you are able to go a bit faster, eventually we're going to hit a ceiling on it, be it chest to bar pull-ups or whatever it is. You're going to eventually get caught if your movement quality is not of a decent high standard. But at the same stage, when it comes to general health, the ability to actually hold or be aware of a lot of stable positions over the course of your life is going to help an awful lot more than just getting a nice little PB on this at this particular juncture in your life. It makes a huge difference. But I also think that, and I know you guys have definitely been pushing a little bit more of a simple, like not necessarily a simplistic approach, but definitely a more straightforward approach like that. It could be something like sandbag squats, and it looks quite banal and quite straightforward, but when you're actually doing it, then you can explore a huge amount and people can experience a huge amount of different challenges within that simple movement. And I know you guys, like, would you speak a little bit about that, about the just a, maybe a change, not necessarily a change of approach, but a little bit of a change of approach to a more straightforward movement quality type of an orientation?
Follow a lot of the strong fit principles from Julian Pino, which we kind of incorporate probably for the last year in our programming, and the changes and the results we've been getting are phenomenal. Like even in my own training, like I'd say I probably went through a small of squat cycle three times, maybe got like 2.5 kilo PBs. Just because like that, I peaked, I couldn't, my structure wasn't good enough for me to be able to back squat anymore, so I could do all the volume, but there was nowhere for me to go. I couldn't physically just get any stronger because my structure wasn't good enough to support it. So we started putting in practice the strong fit principle. So for me, I was my hamstrings totally inactive. Glutes were completely inactive, everything was all quad dominant. So literally just started hammering prowlers like three times a week, prowlers, sandbag squats, prowlers, kind of barbell squats, and then doing backward sled drags. So backward sled drags first, so you fatigue the quads. When your quads are smashed, then you go to push your prowler, then your hamstrings are going to have to work because you literally destroyed your quads. And literally did that for about 6 weeks, tested my true iron back squat, put 10 kilos on it, having not PB'd in 2 years. So like those kind of results have been phenomenal, and like just kind of teaching people the difference between internal rotation and external rotation. So when you're squatting, you want to be externally rotated. When you're deadlifting, you want to be internally rotated. And like our guys now, they're so aware of like if we're doing something and they're like, oh, I should be internally rotated here, I'm hinging, and you're like, exactly. That like it's phenomenal to see these everyday people so in tune and so understanding why they're doing something. So we often have a sign up in our gym, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And even though you might be able to do something, it doesn't mean you should do something. So even though you could back squat with a barbell, doesn't mean you should. If your hamstrings and glutes aren't working, if you're not in the right torque or rotation. So yeah, it might be simplistic, but it's super effective. And again, just because it's simple, it doesn't mean it's easy. Those sandbag squats are damn tough.
They're no joke, exactly. I think that's the really interesting thing about, I think for me anyways, definitely it's getting more and more interesting with the CrossFit approach and just the general I suppose the general kind of functional fitness approach either around the world, but also even in Ireland to an extent. There's a lot of really smart people exploring a lot of different things, and something like that, as simple as internal and external rotation and the approach that is needed for each particular movement, it's just such a good way of working it. But then when you can get buy-in from regular members, it's unbelievable the amount of progress you can make without actually making it too mad and kind of flashy and stuff like that. And it really does help an awful, awful lot. We're going to maybe change tact a little bit now that I know in the last few years, like that you were saying earlier on, that you would have maybe changed a little bit of an approach towards using the business as making the business a much higher priority. Was there any particular reasons for that, or was it just a case of just trying to reevaluate core values and just see where you guys wanted to go? If you could speak about that.
I'd say it was more so everyone, when you open your gym, mm-hmm. you open it because you love coaching and you love training people. You don't go into it as business owners. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly what we did. We came back from New Zealand and we started running boot camps on the beach, and then we were like, we ran them in order to kind of get a client base that we could move into a gym. But
yeah.
So we had no actual understanding of how to run a business.
Yeah.
What is involved. So we basically spend the first 2 and 3 years just figuring it out, and then mm-hmm. you get to the point where you realize that CrossFit gym is more than just training people, and you need to start putting in systems and. You know, you need to treat it like a business, which probably we didn't really understand at the start. We were, 23, 24 when we opened the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been a learning experience, and you learn how to run the business, and you learn from your mistakes, and that's probably been it. Mm-hmm. We just realized that, we just have to work harder on the business as opposed to, you can have the best programming in the world, but if you don't have people through your door to run it or to do it, then, what's the point?
Exactly. But like that, I suppose, have you noticed a big change in the last couple of years or so? Since like that, you would have maybe made the decision to ease off a little bit on the competitive side. And would you have any advice for how, like, you guys are doing really, really well down there in Gorilla Fitness at the moment in Clonakilty and in CrossFit Clonakilty, and it's a really nice thing to see that everything is really blossoming quite well for you guys. Would you have any particular advice or any lessons of how other gyms could try and actually kind of pick it up like you guys would have and really get a good approach towards the business mentality of it? Have you any thoughts, ideas, secrets?
The simple thing is, obviously, you just need to have really, really good retention and really good systems in place
mm-hmm.
for your retention. We need pretty much systems in place for everything.
Yeah.
Like coach development, basically bloody procedures for them opening your gym. All these things you don't really think about.
Yeah.
But it's basically, I think it's just been a learning curve. You learn as you go, and you really learn from the mistakes you make and make sure you don't do them again.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But yeah, it's processes and systems, and you need to have them in order to keep taking things ticking over. And mm-hmm. even though they may seem monotonous and pointless at the time, you still need to do them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll kind of change a little bit again. I suppose from your experience as a pretty high level athlete, be like an international athlete in a few different sports, and then also being within the kind of CrossFit scope, would you have any particular ideas on where we might be failing as coaches, or where you can see definite improvements that we could be making, be it myself or lots of other coaches around the country or around the world? Is there something you think we could be doing better? Or you see a lack of that needs probably a little bit of improvement, be it like that business systems, or is it coaching education, or is it just even the attitudes towards your members or the actual type of fitness that we're getting into at all? Is there any particular ideas on what we could do better?
That's kind of a tough question.
Mm.
I think there's probably a lot of coaches coaches out there who kind of see, well, how can I put this, they are probably too much focused on kind of cheerleading and making people have that feel good factor and giving the high fives, as to opposed to coaching classes. They're more like facilitators.
Yeah.
They go on the clock, they make people feel good. But at the end of the day, you have a duty to your members who are paying good money to get coached, that you're going to keep them safe. You're going to make sure they don't really hurt themselves, and that they're paying for coaching. So if you're not coaching them, if you haven't educated yourself enough to feel confident to coach members through, especially the more high-level movements like your clean and jerk and your snatches, then I think a little bit more that should be kind of brought into play, where people need to take the onus on themselves and go in, educate themselves more, and become better as a coach. But that's going to be a personal thing, they have to do. But again, sometimes I think what also happens as coaches, you start doing it so long that you forget. Or as athletes also, you forget what it's like to be a beginner, you forget what it's like to be that person walking through the door for the first time, where they're super intimidated, and that everything is hard for them. Swinging a kettlebell is hard, the coordination isn't there. Sometimes I think you forget that, and it kind of won't treat to me. When a few years ago, I didn't have my driving license, and I was learning to drive. And my driving lesson, or my driving instructor, since became a member with us. But I remember learning to drive and getting like so frustrated at like what I couldn't do and why I was so rubbish. And you know, I could see her looking at me going, "John, it's not hard. All you do is this." And in my mind, I'm like, "Fuck you, I'm trying to do this, you know."
Exactly.
I remember walking back into the gym after one of my lessons, and then I think I was doing an intro with someone, and it kind of just clicked with me all of a sudden. I was like, you know, I was that person half an hour ago getting frustrated at the simple things, and now this person that might be doing something super simple, but in their head it's probably like a pile of mash at that point. You're giving them so much information. So yeah, sometimes I think you need to, instead of trying to always go forward, take a little bit of a step back and just put yourself in their shoes a little bit more, and if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a really good one. Like, I think that's, and that's why I think you guys are really making fantastic progress, because like that, you're utilizing a straightforward approach, and like I've no doubt that you guys add in complex movements from time to time, absolutely, with your members, but having that mentality towards, no, they are coming in at different levels of fitness, and they need a lot of work. Some people need lots and lots of work, and there just needs to be awareness and patience with that to really make it progress. But I think you're right. There is a, and I know I've been brutal for it over the years. I think I'm getting a bit better at it these days. But like that, the actual coaching is what they're paying for, and I like to remind people like that. I'm like, no, you're not paying me to just kind of shout and roar at you and make you happy. I want you to actually move better, and we need you to actually do this. Like, so, if it takes another 30 seconds to explain it, to make sure that they can actually get that, and I'll repeat it a couple of times, I'm happy to do that. And if I get busted about that, such is life. But I'm gonna roll with that, you know. I think that's exactly it. I suppose, kind of moving on a little bit, do you have any particular resources or favorite coaches or anything like that at the moment that you're kind of into, or are you much of a nerd? I know I'm a bit of a nerd for like having books all the time and reading and listening and stuff constantly, but do you have anything in particular you kind of really like, or any coaches you're a big fan of at the moment, or?
Fan of the work that Julian Pino is doing from Strong Fit.
Yeah.
I think he's a bit of a genius. I think the principles he has put in for me as an athlete have been made such massive changes I think where he's coming from makes such perfect sense. And I think anyone who is training and hasn't watched his stuff or hasn't kind of listened to his podcasts or his videos or his YouTube videos, are seriously missing out, and it's something that could bring such value to your training. Obviously, I love the Ben Bergeron podcast just because of the simplicity, and the message is always so good in it. But yeah, that's ultimately the strong fit has been a big one for me personally, but also for our members.
Excellent. And I suppose like that, do you have a next kind of step in your own coaching development? Are you looking at courses or any kind of coaches you want to go and meet or train with? And I know now that you, like in the last while, you're a sponsored Reebok athlete, Reebok UK athlete, which is a fantastic achievement. But like that, you would probably get good access to a lot of really good coaches and athletes. So that could be a good one. But do you have any particular kind of next step coaching development wise you're looking at, or?
Well, I've done the Strong Fit weekend, but they also do like a coaches week.
Okay.
So it's like a week long, pretty intense.
Nice.
5 days of just going through the principles in kind of more detail. So that might be something that we'll try and look into.
Nice.
In the future. That would be a meme, but we're always trying to go in, kind of do seminars, courses, little weekend stuff. But again, not ones just for a sheet of paper, but ones that are actually going to be of value, of benefit to our guys and ourselves as well, you know.
Absolutely, nice. Well, Hilary, that's fantastic. I really, really appreciate you you coming on, and it's been a really, really interesting chat. I will definitely add the StrongFit details and the website and stuff like that. And I agree, Julian. You know, is a fantastic guy. He's doing some really, really smart stuff these days. And I'll link that up in the show notes. But thanks again, Hilary, for coming on, and we'll hopefully. See you guys very, very soon.
Super. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much, Hilary. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.